This is Direct with Devin, part of the Devin Nunes Podcast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
No country for free speech. Another week, another Democrat attempt to undo the First Amendment and cancel their political opponents, us, Republicans. By now, you've likely grown used to the Democrats calling for Republicans and conservatives to be censored. Democrats uniformly supported every major social media company banning President Trump and many, many conservatives, prominent conservatives from all over the country, from all of their platforms, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. It continues to happen every day. Democrats don't even speak out when Amazon and Apple eliminate an entire company from the planet. Said nothing. This week, the Social Democrats took a new chilling step towards the wholesale elimination of Republicans and conservatives from the public square in its entirety. The last place we really have. That's a few cable TV shows, channels. Democrat members of Congress sent letters to every major cable, satellite, and streaming company in the country demanding that they combat the spread of so-called misinformation. Naturally, those supposedly that are involved in this misinformation, they want to deplatform who? Fox News, One America News, and Newsmax. It's funny that according to the Democrats, the only sources of misinformation in the public square happen to be the few outlets that question the Democrats' narratives. How convenient. The Democrats understand the problem of misinformation better than anyone. They have, after all, shaped the legacy media, mainstream media, as some call it, into their own propaganda ecosystem. Ironically, in their letter, the Democrats cite fabricated studies and reports from its propaganda mouthpieces like the New York Times, Washington Post, Media Matters, Vox, and they use that as evidence that conservative outlets must be eliminated for spreading misinformation. That's like Stalin citing Pravda as a report as evidence of his opponent's guilt. You may remember they tried this before when they corrupted the FBI, fed fake news information and articles to target Republicans and conservatives in the Trump campaign in the 2016 election. This is sadly what the United States has come to. We must stand against these socialist tactics and continue to build a conservative communications architecture free from the left's censorship.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Parler, subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast, or download wherever you listen to podcasts.